Here's another one. This is the female side of the situation. This is called Creature Comforts. There's a book by Don DeLillo called Running Dogs. That's one reference. Creature Comforts. In your letter, you say you were having trouble adjusting to the city, the apartment, and to the man. Did you know that for running dogs, as in imperialist lackeys and running dogs, adjustment is a code word for assassination? Now, out of his proximity, I've begun to breathe. Some adjustments were simply to invasions of privacy, to the mice that each night ran down the blind alley of our bed along the wall. Others were harder. Trapped behind the pipes, at first I thought those drifts of fur were dust. Closer, saw teeth smaller than rows of seed pearls, the bodies curled stiff around the mouse trap springs, as if the mouse and the trap each animated the other, the mouse triggered by hunger, the trap by a touch. The night before I left the place for good, I baited 10 mouse traps for good measure. Caught by the paw, one mouse rattled in the trap the entire night. I slept right through the racket. After hours of listening, unable to sleep, he drowned the mouse in the bathroom sink. I can say now I got pleasure from his sleeplessness, his guilt. He holds me safely at a distance yet holds me. If loving is political, if love is more than just a matter of territory or hunger that traps us together against our will, should I have escaped sooner or adjusted to a life in which each lover tortures the victim, too paralyzed to kill?